Welcome to the InSync Insurance Podcast. I'm your host, Dawn Cross, and today we'll be discussing skincare basics and treatments with guest Hannah Kalita from Kalita Beauty Clinic and Training Academy. If you enjoy our podcast, make sure to leave a rating on your favourite podcast directory. So, if you could just start off, introduce yourself and what you get up to at your academy.
So I'm Hannah Kalita. I am the founder of the Topmost Beauty and Business Academy and the Kalita Beauty Clinic. So we specialise in semi-permanent makeup and advanced skincare. And we also cover basic beauty like nails, HD brows, lashes, that kind of thing. So yeah, a lot really, but we love it.
That's brilliant. How did you get into it? Like, was it something you've always wanted to do, or did you kind of stumble into it almost?
It's something I always wanted to do. I remember when I was 10, my mum let me have my first set of nails. Mm. And then, I don't know if you remember, way back in the day, they were fiberglass. And I still remember the feeling I had when I had those first nails and I went to school. I made my mum not let me do PE and just so I could keep them really nice. And that is when my love for beauty started. And I wanted to do it, obviously, after school and whatever. But I didn't go down that route at first. I went down the business route, so I've got a degree in business, that type of thing, but still had like the urge to do beauty. Mm. So I went and trained like evenings, weekends, took time off work, that type of thing, and built it up from there. And here we are 15 years later. My business is 15 years old on Monday.
Oh, crikey. Well, happy birthday to the business.
Thank you.
That's brilliant. So the topic for today is, you know, you said you do a lot of advanced skincare and semi-permanent mm-hmm. makeup. So we want to kind of pick your brains about all things skincare. So my first question is, what skincare is pertinent to do anyway for customers, even before you consider any advanced treatment?
You need to make sure you've got what you're doing at home down to a T. The one thing that people confuse is a skin condition and a skin type, two different things. So they've got oily skin, which could come from dehydrated skin, but they'll go and get products for oily skin. Does that make sense? So the best thing to do is there's loads of academies and clinics that do free consultations. Have a chat with a professional, go away and get the right products for your skin, work on a home care routine. Mm. Because although you can have treatments in clinics, that's only 50% of the whole thing. The other 50% is you doing your bit at home. So if you can start off by getting that right, you're going to get better results from the treatments you have in clinic. So make sure you've got a good cleanser. Make sure things like when you're taking your makeup off, have a new flannel every day. Literally go to Tesco, go to Primark, get 7 flannels, use a fresh one every day, just so we're not transferring bacteria and putting it back on. It's the little habits, if we can tweak, they make a massive difference. So we've got things like cleansers, toners, moisturiser, and one thing that is the most important is SPF all year round, at least factor 30 plus.
That's one thing I never really picked up on, actually, is the fact that you should probably wear sun cream on your face, or at least like the most skin that's always shown, like the back of your hands and stuff like that, all the time. I had no clue that you're supposed to do it all the time, because I just thought, oh, well, the sun's the way, it's fine.
I know, a lot of people think like that because we live in sunny England.
Yeah, it's cloudy today, I don't have to worry about it, when actually there is still some like UV rays going on. It's just not high.
UV rays, all of it, yeah.
Absolutely crazy. So now moving on to when they want to possibly get some advanced treatments, you know, what could customers ensure they're doing to get the best outcome for those treatments, for like pre-treatment and post-treatment as well?
So again, having that free consultation or consultation, some people charge, whichever, really get the education out of it. You need to ask the person, the professional, why they would recommend X, Y, and Z treatment, what you can do beforehand to enhance that to get better results, and what you're going to do after that. So from a business perspective, so if someone books in with me, automatically my booking system will send them pre-advice. So what to do, links on products, what we spoke about in the plan, things to avoid, so don't come straight from the gym so you're hot and sweaty, or don't have sunbeds for like a week before, or if you've been on holiday and just landed back and obviously you've got a suntan, all those types of things. Even things down to now, the guidance we've had sent out with COVID and vaccine, so leave 2 weeks either side, so before and after. There's all these little things, if you've been and had medication from your doctor, things down to basic antibiotics can affect treatment. So make sure you disclose all this information in your consultation. So again, you get the best advice from your practitioner and then get good advice pre and post. So as I said, from a business perspective, my system will send pre and post as soon as you've booked in. So you've got it, you're aware, you're educated on what not to do and what to do before and after.
That's very key. Is there an example you can give maybe? So for example, if someone, you know, who's been on, who does regular like sunbed tanning, and they were going for a treatment, you know, obviously if they didn't listen to the advice, what could possibly happen?
There's so many things that can happen. We can misdiagnose skin because it's not the true reflection of your skin colour. You might have pigmentation that we miss because obviously you've got a tan and it's covering those bits. So it could potentially give you the wrong treatment because we guide on, yes, we'll ask you about your lifestyle and what you do, all the rest of it, but we also go off what we can see. That your eyes never lie. So if you're coming in and it's not a true reflection of yourself, you're potentially going to get the wrong, could get the wrong treatment.
Yeah, no, that's definitely key. And it's also, you know, but then if they're not happy, and it's like, well, you need to be truthful with your practitioner from the start, really. You can't just hide it. You know, you see some people kind of, you know, I think a classic one I see is when people go into a hair salon and they say, oh, you know, I haven't really used box dye recently. And that's why they do, you know, test strands, because they need to see how it's going to react with whatever is on their hair. And half the time, you know, they are lying, and it saves the hairdresser a lot of issues, because it's like, you know, well, you know, we've done a test strand and actually you were lying.
So obviously it's a bit harder. People do lie sometimes, they really do.
Yeah.
And they're like, I haven't been on holiday, and I'm like, I've just seen on your Instagram you landed back 48 hours ago, Vaughn.
Yeah, and it's also super key as well, because, you know, you may not get the result that you want because of, you know, the slight difference in your skin or a tan and stuff like that. No, it's absolutely brilliant advice. So is there any sort of brands or key ingredients we need to look out for using skincare products? Because obviously, you know, people go to consultations, they may recommend like a certain line and stuff like that. But I guess for those who are looking from high street to high end, like what kind of ingredients we need to be looking at that would be beneficial to your skin?
Yeah, I get that. So depending on your budget, and it's important that you think about this from a client perspective before you go to your consultation, because 9 times out of 10, almost 100%, that the practitioner is going to recommend products. Now, obviously, if we're doing medical grade treatments, alongside comes medical grade products. But if you don't have the budget for that, we do have the knowledge to say X, Y, and Z on the high street, you'll get some results from that. Yes, it might not be as good as what we recommend, like the medical grade products, but it's going to help you. Things like hyaluronic acid, hydration. Every single person needs hydration. And looking for things with like peptides and ceramides in there, and hydration properties as well. And it's the active ingredient. And generally the SPF and hydration, I can't tell you how important they are together.
So just to note, definitely remember SPF and moisturization above all else.
Literally. And to wash your face. I know this might seem like a thing that everyone does, but you'll be surprised that a lot of people don't. They say, I just take my makeup off with a wipe, or I leave it on for the next day because it actually looks really nice today. And I'm like, okay, so here's a flannel. You go in there and you take that, and then I will do the rest. Yeah, you must wash your face. Simple thing. Change your pillowcase.
No, it's silly. It's quite silly, because it's like, you know, I know some people just kind of like, oh yeah, I just wash my face like once a day. And there's me over here with like acne prone skin and stuff. And I'm like, is that good for you? I mean, I guess it might work for them because their skin looks absolutely great. Or maybe they're just lying and actually they do like a 10 step routine in the morning that makes them look so glowy. But I think it's so key to remember that, you know, a surface wipe doesn't necessarily get into like the nooks and crannies and the pores and everything else where you need to do a proper wash.
It doesn't. And also the thing is with wipes, obviously you can wipe your makeup off with a makeup wipe or a cleansing balm, whichever. And then the advice is, have you heard of double cleanse? Go and wash your face to get the rest off. Because essentially, yes, you look like you've removed a lot of your makeup, probably have, but there's still a little bit that with a wipe, you're moving from here to here. And that's all you do in the end. So you need to actually go and wash it off in the shower to get that off.
Yeah, that's definitely key. Could you tell me a bit more about your clinic, like what you guys offer, what you get up to? Is there any kind of treatments that you like giving that's your favourite?
My favourite treatments are basically anything to the legs, from chemical peels to LED light therapy to microneedling to dermaplaning. And I love that. I think a lot of my clients, because I am very specific with what I target. So a lot of people come to me with hyperpigmentation, acne, textured skin. They're the things that I can treat and I get excellent results from. So generally, it's the LED light therapy, microneedling, and chemical peels that I will target with them. And a really, 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 you ask my clients, strict home care routine, and I will know if they haven't followed it.
That's brilliant. Yeah, it sounds like you're so invested as well. Like, I think one thing that's so pertinent is being passionate about doing the treatments. You want to get those results. So moving on then, is there anything you'd like to add, or maybe, you know, do a little cheeky little plug in our podcast?
Cheeky little plug? Oh, I didn't think about that. No, the only thing I want to reinforce is the post, the pre-care and aftercare. Please just always follow it. And from a practitioner perspective, we have to kind of cover our backs. So use your booking system to automatically send things out. And so mine, I use Fresher as a booking system. So as soon as you book, as I said, it sends both things out and they have to tick that they've read it. So you know. So I always make sure that my clients have done that. I say, can you redo the forms, blah, 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 before you come into consultation, then we'll consult from there and their consultation form.
That's really key as well, because it's almost like a form of the beginning of a consent form as well, really.
1,000%.
You want to make sure that, you know, and if they ticked it, but then they didn't listen to it, and it's like, well, you said you ticked it, that you've read it, so I gave you this information, so.
It's exactly that.
We go on quite a lot about the importance of consent form. We work with Faces Consent. So they have
Great consultation forms, and they're free.
Yeah, the forms are really thorough, really great, and it's, I think, so key to hammer in again and again, get the information to the client, make sure that they've signed and understood, and then if there is a problem, it's like, well, you did read this and you've signed that you've read this, and and it covers your back as well as a practitioner.
It does. I will say, I used a little bit of information from semi-permanent makeup for microblading from the Faces Consent, and I had a solicitor come to me for a consultation, and she said, I just want to say about your consultation forms in my head. I was thinking, oh my god, and she was like, very thorough, excellent, best one I've seen yet. And I thought, oh, I must email Faces and tell them.
We are so proud of it, because we helped develop those consent forms alongside with the insurers as well, so
that's great.
Especially with our insurance policies, the insurers are happy, especially if you use the app, because we have an InSync specific one as well for our clients and any customers that buy a policy with us. So no, it's really good that we got nice feedback straight from the source.
Straight from the source. What's she gonna say?
God, that's always a bit nerve-wracking. Brilliant. So thank you so much for coming on the podcast. I appreciate you taking time out of your day for it. Thank you to my guest today, Hannah Kalita, for talking about skincare basics and treatments with us. If you're interested in learning more about her clinic or her training academy, please visit www.hannahkalitabeauty.com. I have been your host, Dawn Cross, and tune in next week for another episode. InSync is one of the UK's fastest growing insurance providers, offering comprehensive cover for SMEs and the self-employed across the UK. Our expert team can tailor your insurance to meet your individual business needs and compare prices from our Lloyd's of London approved partners. We offer a 5-star service and have been FIFO Platinum Trusted winners 4 years in a row.